He's still got his cap on, jammed tight down on his red head like he's a motorcycle racer. A deck of cards in his lap opens for a one-handed cut, then clacks shut with a sound blown up loud by the silence. The nurse's swinging eyes hang on him for a second. She's been watching him play poker all morning, and though she hasn't seen any money pass hands, she suspects he's not exactly the type that is going to be happy with the ward rule of gambling for matches only. The deck whispers open and clacks shut again, and then disappears somewhere in one of those big palms. The nurse looks at her watch again and pulls a slip of paper out of the folder she's holding, looks at it, and returns it to the folder. She puts the folder down and picks up the logbook. Ellis coughs from his place on the wall. She waits until he stops.
"Now, at the close of Friday's meeting, we were discussing Mr. Harding's problem concerning his young wife. He had stated that his wife was extremely well endowed in the bosom, and that this made him uneasy because she drew stares from men on the street."
She starts opening to places in the logbook. Little slips of paper stick out of the top of the book to mark the pages.
"According to the notes listed by various patients in the log, Mr. Harding has been heard to say that she damn well gives the bastards reason to stare. He has also been heard to say that he may give her reason to seek further sexual attention. He has been heard to say, 'My dear, sweet, but illiterate wife thinks any word or gesture that does not smack of brickyard brawn and brutality is a word or gesture of weak dandyism.'"
She continues reading silently from the book for a while, then closes it.
"He has also stated that his wife's ample bosom at times gives him a feeling of inferiority. So, does anyone care to touch upon this subject further?"
Harding shuts his eyes, and nobody else says anything. McMurphy looks around at the other guys, waiting to see if anybody is going to answer the nurse, then holds his hand up and snaps his fingers like a school kid in class. The nurse nods at him.
Mr. McMurray?
"Touch upon what?"
"What?
Touch... You ask, I believe, does anyone care to touch upon?"
"Touch upon the subject, Mr. McMurray. The subject of Mr. Harding's problem with his wife."
"Oh, I thought you mean touch upon her something else."
"Now, what could you..."
But she stops. She was almost flustered for a second there. Some of the acutes hide grins, and McMurphy takes a huge stretch, yawns, winks at Harding. Then the nurse, calm as anything, puts the logbook back in the basket and takes out another folder and opens it and starts reading.